It can be tough forgiving the person who bullied you all throughout middle school, but that's what we had up today in Am I Wrong? And man, the people came through with some very inspirational moments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really deep.
Yeah.
I appreciated it.
Yeah, it was nice. We also had a maybe it's just me that grossed everyone out.
Yeah, it was just kind of a little off.
Family traditions.
And 2 second tune, Chelsea does not disappoint again.
Oh, my God.
She finds a song again that no one's ever heard before.
Ever.
That's not true. We had some texts.
One.
Right.
You
one text.
Need to get it together.
One person heard it. Everyone loves it.
I'm trying to culture you, too.
I think that was Chelsea's old roommate that All right. But anyway, you'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Forgiving a middle school bully. That is what we have up today. And Am I Wrong? That's where somebody's going through something in their life. So they call us up. They loop us into it. We all get to be a part of it. And we get to tell them, is what they're doing wrong or is it not wrong? That is why we have Lisa on the phone with us today. Lisa, what's going on? Why are you on Am I Wrong today?
Hey. Okay. So I'm in a situation. My brother's birthday is coming up, and you know, we have it in our family tradition. We always go out to dinner to celebrate, you know, our birthdays. And this year I am really struggling with wanting to go or not. And I actually really don't want to go. And the reason why is because my brother is bringing his girlfriend, who they have been together a little over a year, which I actually didn't even know it's been that long until recently. And the problem is that I know his girlfriend, and she just so happens to be my middle school bully.
Ooh.
Dang.
And this is not just some, like, you know, typical bullying that's sort of not too terrible. This changed my life. I changed schools because of this girl.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So what was your first reaction when you found out that he was dating your ex-bully, I guess?
I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. He knows the whole story. He was around for it. I mean, we're only a couple years apart in age. And, you know, of course, he's like, we're adults now and people change and people grow up and we were just kids. That's not really like who we are as adults. And you know, he wants me to forgive her and this and that. And I don't know if I can forgive her. And I don't know that I even want to.
Now, Lisa, okay, a couple things here. I feel for you because I can, to this day, I can rattle off at least four girls who made my life a living HE double hockey sticks in middle school. And I've run into them, you know, recently. Okay, so do you think that there was like there's some female games going on where she knows that this is your brother. She knows who you are. And do you think that has she tried to make amends with you yet? Or do you think the games are continuing into adulthood?
I don't think that they're continuing. We have talked very briefly. We did see each other.
Okay.
And she basically told me that the only reason why she, you know, bullied me like that is because her friend was, and she didn't want to be, you know, the outcast. Mm. So she did it along with her friend. But I don't buy that. I mean, she was the one doing it all. I just don't buy it.
How far away from middle school are you? Like, how many years ago was this that all this stuff was going on?
Oh, we're in our 30s. This is years ago.
Okay. So she could have, but I get it. I was bullied, and every time I bring up that dude's name, my blood starts to boil.
Scars run deep, especially at that age. That's when they, yeah. Ugh.
Now, here's a question. It kind of sounds like it, but do you ever think about, you know, maybe just being a bigger person and just sucking it up for one night and then, you know, going on your own way? I know that sounds heartless.
Taking the high road.
I know it sounds heartless also because it's like forgetting about your past, but, you know, it's your brother's birthday. It kind of is an important day.
I know. That's why I'm calling you and asking if I'm wrong. Because I can't wrap my head around even being in a room with this girl who is like the devil to me. Like, I know I should be the bigger person. And if you guys tell me I should, then I will.
This isn't legally binding advice. Like, but what happens? I mean, what happens if they get married? What are you going to do?
Oh.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I will have to grow up at that point. If I give her the chance to show me that she's changed and she is nice again, then, you know, I'll have to let it go. And I just hope she is a nice girl, not a mean girl.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Do you ever see a scenario where you could forgive her and you guys could move on from this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like I said, if she proves to me that she doesn't have that in her anymore, you know, and that she's an adult now, and if she apologizes and if I go to therapy.
There you go. Man. You can forgive and not forget.
She pays the bills for it.
I don't know. Interesting. Oof.
Well, this is what Am I Wrong was built for today, Lisa. We're going to put you on hold. You will hear all the calls and all the texts that we take, and we'll find out, are you wrong for not wanting to go to your brother's birthday dinner because your bully from middle school is dating him, okay?
That's why I'm here. I need some outside help here. So, yes.
Should you have to forgive your middle school bully for the sake of you and your brother's relationship? That's what Lisa has going on. She's sitting on hold right now because her brother has his birthday dinner coming up. The problem is her brother is dating a girl who bullied Lisa back in middle school. So Lisa's saying, man, should I just not go to the dinner? Would that be wrong? This is a tough one, man. We got a lot of people calling and texting. What's up?
Hey, Kelly. I don't think she's wrong. But what I do think is that she should just, like, let it go. Just don't become friends with her.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, you don't have to become best buds. Well,
no, I still keep my guard up. I had the same crap in high school and middle school, and I would never befriend any of them girls again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it different because she's kind of has to be a part of the family? Like, you, there's really no evading family unless you're just not going to show up to family functions.
And that's what I mean. Like, I would still be there for my brother, but I just wouldn't, like, I would be cordial, but not like her best friend.
You can be friendly without being friends.
Keeping a safe distance.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. So you're not friends with any of the girls that bullied you in school?
Absolutely not. No, the stuff that they did was like beyond cruel.
Yeah. Right.
God, why are kids so dang mean?
And now I have a middle schooler myself. Yeah, and they are ruthless.
Oh, man, my son gets bullied nonstop at school. Yep. I hate it.
And you know what? Sometimes when bridges are burned, just let them burn. Walk away, you know?
I actually have a tattoo that says let them, and just let them be them and just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I tell it to my kids all the time. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for the call this morning.
Yep, have a good day.
My son has this girl who's bullying him at school really bad, and the other day he said to her, if you think that bothers me, you have little to no riz.
Ooh.
I was like, dude! Oh, you're dropping bombs! You tell her, Vincent. You tell her.
Flip it, man.
Hopefully he's not listening. You guys see any texts coming in that are good?
Yeah, Jenna, I was bullied constantly in elementary school. I understand it sucks, but people grow up and get over it. Yeah, that's true. Crystal, sometimes people change. Not that it's the same, but I bullied my best friend in middle school, and now we are so close, almost like sisters. Wow. Oh my goodness. John saying the only power God gave us is forgiveness. Yes. And Craig, be a Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Just roll with
it. You got to.
You'd have to listen to yesterday's podcast to get that one. But go listen to yesterday's podcast, and you want to be more like Marcus.
You want to be just like Marcus.
What about you, Brian? You see anything?
Stacy texted in, I don't think you need to forget, but if you can get a conversation with her beforehand and maybe talk it out. Well, they did try doing that, but she just wasn't feeling it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those scars run deep, man. That's what you were saying, Chelsea. Them scars run deep.
Ouch, man. Ashley texted in and said, I'd go and let the hurt go for you, not for her. Carrying the pain and resentment is doing more damage than it is to her.
That's true.
A lot of wisdom today.
There is, right?
Ooh.
And somebody else texted in, my son was bullied in school and then turned into the bully. My daughter is married now to somebody that my son and his friends bullied in school.
Oh, wow.
They get along fine now as adults, but I honestly feel that it's just as hard for the individuals that do the bullying as the people on the receiving end, at least when the adults are good humans.
Man, oh man. All right, well, we got more calls and more texts coming in. 320-656-9453. We're trying to figure out, is Lisa wrong for not wanting to go to her brother's birthday dinner because her middle school bully is going to be there? What do you think, man?
I think it depends on how long you've been out of high school and if you're really going to let that person still, like, control your life.
Right.
Wise.
The thing is, though, that and as we've all talked in this room, that sometimes that bullying, it doesn't just automatically go away as you get older. Like, it sticks with you sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I think to have a peaceful life, you would have to let it go at some point.
You would think.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't let that person still control you. And in that situation, you could leave. You know, you're able to control that at least.
That's a good point. If it gets to be too much, just get up and leave.
Right?
Bye. This isn't middle
other plans.
School anymore.
Yeah. I got better plans than this.
I can drive this time.
Yeah.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Is it okay to not go to your brother's birthday dinner because your old middle school bully is going to be there who just happens to be dating your brother? That is the weird situation that we have found ourselves in today with Lisa, who is sitting on hold for Am I Wrong, awaiting her verdict. We'll take a few more calls and a few more texts. What's up? Whoops. Hello? Oh, what the heck's going on here? Hello?
I was just calling in because I don't think she's wrong for not wanting to go, but I don't think she should give her that kind of control.
Mm-hmm.
So she should go and enjoy herself and don't let her have that control over her.
Have you been in a position like this?
I have years ago, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do me, and I'm going to be the better person and not let them have that control over me anymore.
And truthfully, there's no better feeling than seeing your bully doing something below what you used to do, you know? So you can feel a little bit better about yourself. Like, I moved up. You're still staying in the same place.
Frank Sinatra said it
best.
The best revenge in the world is massive success.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's so true. So true. And you will feel so good about it in the end.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Chelsea, you see any texts coming in that are good?
There's just so much love. Oh my gosh. Joni says, oh, sweetheart, you have to let it go. It could ruin your relationship with your brother. Middle school girls will sell their souls to the devil to stay in a friend group. If you
Dang.
Don't go, she wins. It's true.
That's cold-blooded.
She's like, be the bigger person. Two prayer hands. I love that. And then Troy says, burn, baby, burn. It's not up to you to give her a chance. It's up to her to make things right. She's an adult now.
Troy.
Own your stuff.
Brian Riley, you see anything?
Yeah, Kim said, don't let the bully control you. Be brave, chin up, walk in there, own the place. It's your family. Get your butt in there. Let me know when and where. I'll be your wingman.
Oh, dang. Ooh.
Also, it's a free meal if you show up, so there's a win-win there.
I'm not reading Joe's text.
He's looking to go for a little violence, man.
Yeah, Joe said violence. Joe inciting violence.
Come on, we're all about peace here. Peace and love,
come on,
man.
Joe, be like Marcus.
All right, should we get Lisa back on the phone and give her judgment?
Yeah,
today?
Let's do it.
All right. All right, Lisa, you heard all the calls. You heard all the texts. Your judgment today, and am I wrong? People don't think you're wrong for maybe holding this grudge, but they think maybe you should go to the dinner for your brother's sake.
Give her a chance.
Yeah, thanks, everyone. I hear you. I guess I need to be an adult, too. You know, like, here I am saying, okay, we're adults now, so I need to be an adult and handle this like a big girl and put my childhood traumas behind me. And hey, maybe that will be a healing. Maybe it'll be healing for me. And I guess, like, I appreciate everyone's perspective and helping me see that, like, I need to do that for myself and my brother and be the bigger person. And, you know, I will do that, and we'll see where it goes, I guess.
Or you could just bully her back and just, you know, make it even.
No, two wrongs don't make it right, Brian Riley.
Okay, fine. I was going to say,
Lisa, if she does go back to her old ways, gloves are off.
Now, Chelsea, tell me if I'm right in this. Wouldn't it be great if Lisa just walked in there like a boss?
Heck yes.
Acting as if the past few years didn't even matter. Like, I don't even got time for you. I got my own things going on.
The best revenge is to walk in there confident, head high, looking good, and showering nothing but kindness and love.
Yas, queen.
Kill him with kindness.
Very true. That is what I need to do. And mm-hmm. I need to have a strong drink beforehand.
Come
and
on,
just
two of them.
Go in there.
Not too many. We've had a lot of wines on Am I Wrong in the past.
Just in case it does come to blows. You know, you don't got a place to blame it. That's
Lisa,
all it is.
Lisa, you're way too pretty for prison, honey. Way too pretty.
There you go.
Lisa, we wish you the best of luck, and I know it's tough. I don't know if Brian Riley was bullied because he's a finely tuned athlete, but
I'm in my athletic prime if you didn't know that, Lisa.
But I was bullied. Chelsea was bullied. I mean, so I totally get those feelings don't go away easy. So I wish you the best in all of this, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Chelsea has a look at what's trending coming up in just a couple of minutes. But did you know that we are approaching when people feel the most stress throughout the day?
Good.
8:15 is when they say that people feel the absolute most stress throughout their entire day.
Are you serious?
Because they're dropping kids off at school.
Oh.
They're trying to figure out what they're going to wear for the day. They're trying to grab a bite to eat. They're looking for their car keys. They're looking for their wallet. Whatever it is, this is 8:15 is the most stressful time of day.
Oh, is that? Oh, I used to start a job at 9 o'clock, so that would kind of make sense. Yeah,
and if you got to drop kids off at school. Now, for us, like I've been here since 4:15, so this I'm not stressed anymore.
The peace that we experience at 4 in the morning, no one's on the roads, really. Yeah. You know, it's a gentle cruise into work. No one else is around in the business, you know, around.
I feel like such a rebel jaywalking because there's no cars around.
Yeah,
breaking the law.
Tough.
Breaking the law.
So what can you do to help yourself? Prepare the night before is a big one. Lay out your clothes, pack the school bags. Anything you can do the night before, they say do it the night before.
Sound like my mom.
I tell my kids discipline all the time. Make choices now that will benefit your future self.
I thought you hippies were going to say self-hug.
We've moved on from that.
Thank God.
I'm not.
Establish a routine and stick to it. I love my morning routine.
Yep.
Get up before your kids.
Oh, yeah.
I stress that with my wife all the time. She's like, I'm so stressed in the morning. I'm like, yeah, because you're waking up the same time as the kids. You're supposed to be up and going already.
Ooh.
Delegate responsibilities. So if your kids can do things on their own, make them do them on their own. And limit technology in the morning.
Okay.
So that's the thing about that.
Brian and I are just so happy. We're kid-free.
I'm a cat. I'm just living the dream
I'm going to tell you guys one thing. Cherish it. Cherish
every second. I love hitting up with my dogs every moment.
Those aren't kids, Chelsea.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Not. Oh, okay.
I can let them outside and they do their thing and they come back in. They're just self-regulated enough that we can enjoy our mornings together.
Yeah. Kelly, you could do that too. Just let your kids outside.
Come outside.
Do their own thing. Hey, get outside.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Gregula, Minnesota, population 180. And there's a real live hero living in Gregula. His name is Jeremy Hernandez. He was honored on August 15, 2007 for his role in rescuing dozens of children on a school bus trapped in the rubble of the 35W bridge collapse in Minneapolis. That's a big hero for a town that only covers 0.58 square miles, but that's why Gregula, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
It is now time for a round of 2 second tune. Chelsea has picked out some songs. Brian Riley and I have to identify them within 2 seconds. Not within 2 seconds, but we get 2 seconds of the song.
Yeah. Right.
Very simple that way, because Brian Riley and I think that we would crush it if we ever made it onto the show, name that tune.
That would be awesome.
He's stretching and everything, and I have a theme for you to kind of warm up your brains.
Let's go.
We're expecting some rain, so these songs have rain in them, okay?
All right. All right, I can do that.
Yeah. Can't wait for the deep cuts. Here we go.
2 second tune. Chelsea, the first clip, please.
Walking around.
Okay, here we go.
My God, is that from the 90s even?
No.
Is that Grease?
Grease?
I don't know that. Have you...
Kelly.
Yes.
Loretta Lynn, Walking in the Rain.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
Brian. Is it...
Do you want to hear it again?
That's not going to do anything.
Walking around.
All right. Tanya Tucker. Brian, Tanya Tucker... Walking in the Rain.
No. Play the full.
What is it?
You got this.
Nothing is really wrong.
I've never
heard. Was this a hit?
Hang on. Yes.
Walking around some kind of lonely cloud.
In the United States?
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Is it Karen Carpenter? Is it Karen Carpenter?
The Carpenters. Rainy days and Mondays.
Never heard of it.
All right, we really got to get this.
What are we doing?
I'm trying to educate you. All right, they're not all country, but I think you guys will get these next.
Zero to zero in 2 second tune.
She's trying to educate us on songs we've never heard of.
This is why they won't let me program the music.
To be 100% honest, I ain't downloading that one anytime soon. That one will not be on my Spotify.
You got
all right.
It though. All right, here we go.
Let's hear the next one.
I forgot my name.
Rihanna. Rihanna, Umbrella.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had that.
This song slaps.
This song is a banger. All right, Chelsea, you've redeemed yourself right now.
There you go.
Thank you.
Until you pick the Simon and Garfunkel song next that no one's ever heard of.
Karen Carpenter. That was a curveball.
That was tough. That was a tough pill. It's like when mom makes a really dry meatloaf. It's just a tough pill to swallow,
yo,
you know?
Yo, just right. Add some ketchup.
I right. got one. Here Brian go. Riley has zero.
That's all right.
Chelsea, do you have another one for us?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Rain and
Kelly! Yes. Kelly!
Yes.
Kelly!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Songs about rain. Oh, crap! I can't think of his
yes,
name.
Yes, Big Dog. Big Shoot. Dog. Big
we got,
Dog.
They got three.
Songs About Rain.
Big Dog. Big Dog. Big Dog.
Oh, that.
Big Dog.
What is his name?
Sorry, Kelly. Yes.
Big Dog.
Yes, Big Dog.
Songs About Rain. Kelly, his name is Gary Allen.
Gary Allen!
Rain and Georgia.
Isn't this like your favorite song? I love this song, too. It's the pressure and the caffeine.
So cool.
Songs About Rain by Gary Allen is one of my favorite sad songs of all time.
It's so
love
good.
It so much, you don't even know the name of the
And
letters.
I love the video, too, because he's just like driving a boat around like this swamp, and it's just so sad.
He compiles like six different songs about rain.
Rainy night in Georgia, yeah. Kentucky rain.
Oh,
dang
so good.
It. I want a half a point on that one.
No,
Brian would not have gotten it.
I would have gotten it.
Hey.
I would have gotten it.
Hey. Chelsea.
It's because you hold the button.
Chelsea, please.
Yes, Kelly.
No. Would Brian Riley have gotten that had I not yes, said I songs about rain?
Yes, I would have.
He was jumping up and down. I don't know why that he doesn't, was doing
that's just because he's a finely tuned athlete.
I am. In my athletic prime. I would have got it right.
We
don't have a tiebreaker.
Okay, here's the deal.
Wait, there's no tiebreaker?
Big Dog gets... Hang on. Big Dog gets a point for,
yeah, that's right.
For song number three.
I swear, if Kelly gets a half point...
Kelly gets a song...
Don't.
Kelly gets a point for song number two. And then Kelly did know the Carpenters, so that's like a...
I did say Carpenters.
So I'm going to give him 1/10 of a point.
Yeah!
This is the dumbest game ever.
And Brian, your name is an oh.
This is the dumbest game ever.
Thank you, Chelsea.
1/10 of a point, and that means Kelly's 2 for 2.
Yeah, finally.
For 2 second tune.
Wow.
Vindication.
Wow, nothing like feeling bad for somebody to give him points.
Chelsea has a look at what's trending coming up in just a minute on the Kelly Jordan Show. But Brian Riley, Chelsea, I want you guys to do something for me real quick here, okay? This is a happiness hack. Now, it can get stressful in this studio. We are still a brand new show. We've only been together for, 3 months. Not even 3 months yet.
No, like 2 months.
2.5. So here's what... This is a new happiness hack.
What is this music?
That is sweeping the nation. Are you ready? I want you guys to close your eyes.
Okay.
Think of a recent mistake, failure, or something that's been bothering you. Then consider how thinking about that makes you feel. Bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach, giving yourself a hug.
What?
Try to do it with the... Chelsea's into it. Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved.
What?
Think about how can I be more of a friend to myself in this moment? Then take a few seconds, and then when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day.
Where am I?
Wow.
This is a new happiness hack that I read about this morning. And when I read about it, I instantly pictured Chelsea inside
what
my
What is this?
I feel lighter already. Thank
happiness
you,
hack. Try hugging yourself. For 20 seconds a day.
Although that makes me feel a little chunky. I feel like I could actually hug. There, I'm going to do one little deep.
Researchers came up with a daily stress exercise that only takes you 20 seconds.
To hug yourself?
And
hug?
That's it.
Brian,
you just
hug yourself.
No.
Hug yourself.
No.
Hug yourself.
Be more like Marcus and hug yourself.
No, I'm a sane individual. I'm not going to do that.
Hug yourself. Give yourself permission to hug yourself.
No. I'm not.
Consent to hug yourself.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever been a part of.
I read this morning and I thought, oh my God.
I don't want
to let go. What hippie commune am I at right now?
Oh, that feels good.
I knew Chelsea would.
I am so happy right now. This is me right now, my little Zen lion.
When I saw this morning, I thought, if I saw someone doing this, I would be like, what the hell is wrong with that person hugging themselves? And the funny thing is, Chelsea has now been hugging herself for like 3 minutes.
She hasn't stopped.
It feels so good. Just release
Are we
that.
At Woodstock? What
release
is going on?
Trauma.
They
it's
say
okay.
that if you have experienced some past trauma or if you feel some guilt or if you just feel nervous in the morning, if you give yourself a 20-second hug and then you say, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? It'll make you... It's a happiness hack.
I want to give you a wedgie right
it's
now
trending.
For saying something like that.
It's trending, man. It's trending
Where's
on
it? Where?
TikTok.
Where?
I don't want to let go. This just feels nice.
All right. Well, you do that over there. What is going? Can someone help me?
Brian, hug yourself.
This is supposed to bring us closer together as a show, and you're driving us apart.
You really don't get the show, do you?
I don't.
No.
No, I get Chelsea because I knew she would love this. I didn't know you would get so angry about it.
It's like magnets.
It's just so weird.
Let go of that trauma, Brian. This is a safe place. Hug yourself.
My therapy? What's going on?
Hug yourself. I like the music, too.
Yeah, it's very binaural.
Yeah, Chris texting it sounds more like a hippie hack. I agree.
Hey, what's wrong with hippies? They're happy, man. Look at Willie Nelson.
Are they, though?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Smoking, those dirty feet. Smoking, are they really that happy?
In their pajama pants and their tie-dye.
Anyway, they say researchers do say if you're feeling stressed during the day, if you give yourself a 20-second hug, it'll make you happier throughout the rest of your day.
Yeah, I'll believe it.
But you have to hug yourself as if you're... Now, I hate hugs. I absolutely hate... I was never hugged as a child. I do not want to be hugged as an adult. Stay away from me with that.
Hug yourself.
An old friend of mine used to hug me as punishment.
Like yeah.
He would come and give me a strong bear hug, and it was like kryptonite was wrapped around me.
And I love hugs. Well, consensual hugs. Right? Don't come at me from behind.
Just grabbing it. I'll just take what the researchers, you know, what their word is. I'll go.
All right.
That.
Well, look, Brian, I'm trying to help you out.
Can you bring that music back up?
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
That headline maybe didn't make a whole lot of sense, but you got to listen up here for a second. So I'm going to tell you about the Toraja people. They're from Indonesia, small tribe living in Indonesia, and they have a practice that is called, now I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm just going to call it Menene.
Okay.
Watch me whip, watch me Menene.
I was thinking the same thing.
Now this happens every 3 to 5 years, and what the Toraja people do is they all gather to clean and dress the mummified bodies of their deceased family members. So they exude the bodies, and every 3 to 5 years, they all gather to do this.
They dig them up?
Yeah, the corpses are taken out of their coffins, they're washed, groomed, then dressed in new clothes, and then the community members parade the bodies around the village in a procession before returning them to their coffins and then reburying them. They do this every 3 to 5 years.
Oh my gosh.
Now the ritual is a way for the reason why they do this is say it's a way for the Toraja people to honor and remember their ancestors as well as strengthen the bond between the living and the dead. The belief behind the Menene is that spirits of the deceased remain with the living and should be included in family events and gatherings. Oof,
that's got to be a ripe smell in town,
oh
man.
Oh, my gosh. Oof. What if, like, Uncle Bob's, like, arm fell off during the procession? Do you
have to
stick it back on?
Excuse me, sir. You got to put this back on.
After how many years does this... I mean, you could only do this twice. Because after 10 years, that body's going to be pretty rotten.
I've seen some of the, like, there's other cultures that do something similar.
Yeah.
They'll throw cigarettes in their mouths. They'll make food for them.
I feel like there was
That's in Riverdale. That's what she does with her brother.
I feel like in the early 2000s, I was seeing a lot of stories of, like, grandma passed away, but they wanted her at her funeral party.
No.
So they prop her up in the corner with like a beer and a cigarette.
Yo, I have seen people that are not turned into wax, but they're, I don't know what the process is where, you know, the body's in the casket, whatever that's called. And they'll put them up in a scene.
Embalming?
Yeah, and they'll put them in a scene.
Right.
Like they're hanging out in the kitchen just chilling.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
I'm wondering if this is where the take a picture, it'll last longer. Comes from?
Well, I think that there's like, I remember one guy was once again, like you said, he was embalmed and then he wanted to be leaning against his casket when people came walking in.
Here's the thing.
Could you imagine?
I would do something like that.
You walk into a funeral of like a friend and he's just chilling up front next to his coffin like that?
So I asked a funeral home director, I'm like, so how long, this is going to sound crude, how long can you put grandma on ice for before things get a little wonky? Hey, I lost like 3 relatives in 8 weeks. I wanted to learn as much as possible about the whole death process, right? So they said after about 2 months, that's when your body really starts to distort. So I don't know what their practices are in Indonesia, but I can only imagine.
But I wonder if you mummify it, if that makes it last longer.
Is that what they're doing? Drying them out?
Like Tupperware.
Gross. Rest in peace.
Can you say that?
Like Tupperware?
Yeah, calling them Tupperware?
I'm talking about the mummification process is like sealing them in Tupperware. You hear the burp, you know that they're...
We're so opposite here in the U.S. We're going to burn them, like burn the bodies, or you encase them in cement 6 feet down. Like,
just kick me in the river when it's all said and done. I don't care.
Lord, and light it up.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it.
Way to end it positively, Kelly. Holy cow.
But anyway, they say that this may seem unusual to us, but the Toraja people really feel like the spirits of their dead loved ones still live with them, so this is like a way to bring them back.
Well, it's the Day of the Dead, right?
Yeah,
in the Mexican
Dia
culture.
De los Muertos.
That's the same.
No, they just waste food. They just throw it at, you know, where people are buried.
Well, not really. You kind of create like a shrine to that person in your house, but
that's what I said.
Kind of the same thing.
The connection level.
Yeah, right. Either way, look, man, different customs for different people, I say. We can't all be the same.
Chris texted in and said, I heard a song about that. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Joe Diffie. I wonder if he did get his wishes.
He ain't wrong.
Did he get his wishes?
I love it. Well, you maybe didn't find this one interesting. I certainly did, because I can't even imagine what that parade looks like. Just a bunch of dead bodies.
It's crazy.
Longest parade ever. Just keeps going.
I'll have another one for you tomorrow, and you might not like that one either, but that's okay. Sometimes I'm the only one who finds them interesting, and I got to say right to your face that maybe it's just me. Welcome to our bonus track. It is the very first break of the day. We tack it on to the end of the podcast. We talked about today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Yeah.
A very polarizing topic. I didn't expect it to be so polarizing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like you for some reason.
They have feelings. Oh.
Well, because Kelly doesn't like PJ pants.
No, that's not true. I'm not getting into this. You'll hear it all. Let the bonus track speak for itself.
True.
Again, let me preface it by saying I'm okay with being wrong on this, okay? You'll hear it all right now. There's a reason why we call it our bonus track and tack it on the end of the podcast. Now, we don't normally do, hey, today's National Cookie Day. Everybody grab yourself a cookie. But today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
I wish I would have known, because I got my jean pajama pants that are electric.
Do they look like jeans
they
or pajamas?
They look exactly like jeans, but they're thin pajama pants.
Janama pants? Janama pants?
The greatest thing since sliced bread.
Pajeans.
I might have to get another pair, cut them into shorts, and wear them at the festival.
That might be classy. Hold up. Are they like women's jeggings?
No, are they tight?
Pockets?
No, they're exactly what I said. Pajama pants that look like jeans.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't you know what jeggings are?
Yeah, they're not that. They're pajama pants that look like jeans.
What do they look like?
Well, here, let me describe it again.
Jeans?
They're pajama pants that look like jeans.
You're just saying the same thing over and over.
Well, yeah, because I don't know how you guys don't get it. It literally is right there in the sentence.
Well, I don't own a single pair. My family bought me pajamas for Christmas. I haven't worn them once. I'm not a pajama guy.
Are they the same as faux denim? The faux denim pajama pants. Yeah, they are exactly like a jegging.
Okay, I'm going to go back to this. They're pajama pants.
He doesn't want them to be called jeans. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever ran to Walmart in your pajama pants that look like jeans?
Yes, I have.
Ugh.
I have. But in my defense, I wore a nice shirt so it looked like I was wearing jeans.
I bet you did. I bet you looked real class.
I probably did.
Nice.
No, hold up. You know what these look like.
I know for a fact you're looking up the wrong thing. But continue on, Chelsea.
These are Paul Frank under disguise men's generic faux denim pajama pants.
Yep, exactly not what I have.
Okay. Well, I have taken a strong stance against pajamas in public. Mm-hmm. I know it's the style. I know it's the fashion. I would not allow my kids to participate in pajama day at school.
No,
I'm sorry.
Oh, your kids have class because of you?
No, but they have self-respect.
Oh, get out of here.
To wear pajamas and slippers out. Brian, I'm still mad you wore slippers to our lunch. I'm still upset about that. You wore
also classy. Also classy because they're brown.
You wore bedtime slippers to our lunch date.
This is nonsense.
And I felt disrespected by it.
You just don't understand.
No.
I could say a word that starts with a B, but I'm not going to say that because you told us not to anymore.
Because it's not true.
Your clothes, the things that you wear carry a certain amount of energy. And slippers are low energy. Pajama pants, low energy. I did wear a onesie unicorn pajama outfit, I guess you could say, when I went around and looked at jack-o'-lanterns down at the zoo.
Yeah, and I'm getting judged. I'm getting judged.
Because it was so cold.
I am so alone.
So it was me and my friend. She was Winnie the Pooh, and I was a unicorn. And we were the warmest people in there because we were wearing our onesies.
God, I'm so alone in here.
And I am the weird one.
We were at the zoo at 10 o'clock at night. It fit.
And I was at Walmart. I felt like I fit. It all makes sense.
You definitely fit in. You definitely fit in.
I'm just saying.
When they would do pajama day at school, I'd tell my kids, nah, you're not wearing pajamas to school.
Get dressed.
But see, they got to participate. They got to be involved. It's team building.
Nah, man. Nah, you go your own way. Follow your arrow and life will be gravy.
$60 for pajama jeans?
Yeah, they're the best.
But Brian, I do appreciate you not wearing jeans or pajamas into work today.
Well, now I feel bad. Now I feel like I should have.
It grosses me out. For some reason, people think radio is the Wild Wild West. Like, you'll see people walking around the building in bare feet. Like, gross.
Socks.
There's a lot of people that I've seen. Well, that was college radio, but they wouldn't get dressed because they're behind a microphone. Nobody sees them.
Well, no one's listening either if it's college radio. So
that part is true.
But social media changed that because everybody's got a camera on them all the time.
Let's see. Lisa says, Kelly's stance on PJs is ridiculous. Let your kids wear PJs for PJ Day.
Boom!
It's a rite of passage at school.
Look, it's kind of like Wacky Hair Day. If you didn't let them wacky their hair.
I'll let them do Wacky Hair Day.
But you won't let them wear PJ pants PJs to school. Are just,
I'm sorry, Lisa. I've got to take a stand on a few things in life. Gosh, and wearing pajamas in public is one of them.
That was my senior year where they would make the fleece pajama pants. Like, parents would actually make these. And I had a friend, and that's all she ever wore. And she had a different pair every day. And
for the whole year?
Well, like for 3 weeks. So she had 15 pairs. And she would rotate them through.
Wait, so she only wore PJ pants to school the entire year?
Yeah, and she also didn't get her driver's license. And I don't think she got a job.
Brenton says, Kelly, shame on you for taking memories from your kids, not allowing them to wear PJs to school. Okay. let me say this.
Please do.
Now, I would put my foot down and say, no, you're not wearing pajamas to school.
But
my wife, who wears the pants in the family, would say, stop being an idiot. Mm-hmm. They're going to do what I tell them to do and not what you tell them to do. Just keep bringing home the checks.
Does she wear the pajama pants in the family?
So did they end up wearing the pajama pants
to
school?
Okay, they did. Okay. I'm trying to act tough. Look, this is the only place.
this is where I have my power.
My kids would wear pajamas to school, but I was not a fan. I hated it. I thought it was disgusting.
So what? Like, are there anything about the school things that you are for? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Wacky hair day, all that. And there's something about pajamas that are sacred for me.
Like, hang on. Was it the same pajamas they were wearing the night before and didn't get dressed?
We're not white
and
trash.
That's where I could be on your side. Because I know that there are some kids, like, that's happened. Like, they don't get dressed for preschool because they just had a morning, you know?
Boy, people are taking a strong stance on PJ. My son loves PJ Day at school from Carrie. Molly says, my kids can wear PJs at school, but they have to put on clean ones in the morning. And the funny thing is, when I pick my kids up from school, I do see, it's like the style now to wear PJs to school. Slippers. I find it gross. Like, I'm sorry. Call me a boomer. I'm a Gen X, but you can call me a boomer if you want.
So I'm just fitting in is what
right, yeah. You're fitting in with the younger generation. You are the younger demographic.
What do you want? The jean pajamas, though?
Oh, they are. I might wear them tomorrow. And I want to see if you guys even notice.
I had to go to a concert yesterday at my son's school.
Yeah.
And I saw parents wearing PJs. And I'm like,
whoa.
See, like,
what, when you say PJs,
I'm talking fleece pants with, like, decorations of, like,
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, the one that I always think of is Cookie Monster on the pants. Yeah. For some reason,
red background.
For some reason, anytime I hear pajama pants, I just think fleece with Cookie Monster on them.
I saw a lot of that at the concert yesterday. Let's see. Chris says, have you ever been to Walmart? Every day is pajama day. No, I know. I know this.
I was just there yesterday, and that's true, man.
I know this, man.
And that's also the leggings that are flesh-colored, and sometimes you wonder if somebody's wearing any pants at all.
That has happened to me many times.
Yikes.
You take the double take and go, wait, hold on a second.
Yikes.
Is that legal?
And I just want to say, before we move on from this hot pajama talk, I am willing to admit I am wrong in this. I'm not saying I'm right by any means, but a man has to stand on his convictions.
What can we get Kelly to do sooner? Ice fish or wear pajamas to work?
Ice fish. I never, ever wear pajamas to work.
Ice fish.
Would you wear pajamas to go ice fishing?
No.
You should. That is the play. When you have a nice pair of PJ pants under your bib, then you take your bibs off in a nice warm fish house. Woo!
Lisa says, fleece pants are not PJs. No, I'm not saying all fleece pants are PJs, but the one that's look like PJs are.
Right.
My grandkids are excited for PJ Day.
Yeah.
So, all right, look, I'm not saying I'm
right. We should
have
a PJ Day here in the studio.
Go ahead.
Oh, I got my Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer onesie.
See?
It's got his little nose on top of the head, little antlers, little tail on the back. It's so cute.
The look of Kelly's face.
Oh, God.
It's just like disappointment.
I used to be a professional.
You just wonder where your career has gone? Is that what you're thinking in your head?
Wouldn't you love to see that, Rudolph just staring at you the whole show?
At one point, I was Boogie Austin. Now I'm here, talking pajama pants. At least we haven't brought up popcorn yet this morning.
No.
Love popcorn. Oh, popcorn and PJs, man. Sounds like a morning.
Movie night.
Let's do some history. Look, it's somebody. Is this a first-time texter? PJs are not for public use. Sarah says wearing slippers in public drives me crazy.
You haven't seen my slippers.
No, they
yes.
Look, dude, your outfit was fine. And I was like, what the hell is he wearing? These are bedtime slippers.
Yeah, you wouldn't have noticed if you wouldn't have looked at my feet.
And they were like the ones with no back on them. Like the ones that
they're
you slides. Shuffle to the bathroom in the morning.
They're slides. But they're new. I got them from Amazon like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, they're new.
So they're still classy looking.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's do some history real
let's
quick.
Let's go.
It was on this day all the way back in 1818. The U.S. border with Canada is established on this day back in 1818 when the U.S. Senate ratifies the Rush-Bagot Treaty.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorite treaties.
It's funny, I was listening to this earlier, and we might even have some people in Canada listening because we are, you know, we're far north. I can't imagine being proud to be from Canada.
Oh! Well, don't tell them that.
No, I'm not saying that. Like, I'm sure they've accomplished a lot up there, but it just seems like...
I've always considered Canada like the passive aggressive country. That's like just I don't need to get in the middle of it. We've got nice mountains.
I just made a good friend from Canada. It was when I was getting my hair done. She walked in. We talked for a couple hours. She was super nice.
Well, yeah, Canadians are very nice. I'm just saying,
she loves her country, is what I'm saying. But
right.
They did leave for
right. Like,
certain reasons.
Okay, here's why I'm saying that. Like, I don't know a whole lot about Canada. I know it's beautiful. I know that. But I know the cost of living there is bonkers.
Sure.
Like, the cost of an average home there is like $450,000.
Don't they always brag that their Medicare is free, their medical is free?
Well, yes, but I'm not going to get into that. But that's an unwinnable thing right there. But, like, their food is way more expensive. But they also don't put the preservatives in their food that we do. So maybe that's something to be proud of.
I also think because they're never in a war. You don't hear about, like, Canada going to war.
Right.
You know, that's the other thing when you're saying...
I feel like our Salvation Army could beat that. But, okay, I changed my mind. You know, we've gotten a lot of great actors from Canada. And we got Shania Twain from Canada.
Oh, heck yeah. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. I love Justin Bieber.
They can have him back.
I'm a believer.
Hey.
But, I changed my stance. I now have pride in Canada. I just don't, I just don't know a lot about it.
They once wanted me to sing the Canadian national anthem because we had one Canadian driver at the races. I was like, it's like 144 verses. I can't.
Get it.
I think I sang this part and that was it.
That's about all you need. That's the part everyone knows and they turn it off anyways.
It was
good.
The American inside of me was like, stop.
It was on this day in 2009.
Yeah, I mean, it just boils down, you know, at the end, it's just time. I mean, there's time. And like I said, this is the right time. I strongly believe that this is the right time. This is the right thing. And you just do it.
2009, John Madden announced his retirement from broadcasting.
Oh, what a legend.
Now, they'll still, I mean, Madden football will go on forever, right?
It's going to honestly, fun fact, it'll be the only NFL football game, like legit NFL football game you'll ever buy.
Man, that's insane. That's awesome, though. This is a big day for country music back in 2019. There's a hole in the bottle, leaking all this wine. It's already empty, and hate events every time. We never play this song anymore. I love this song.
It's so good.
Kelsea Ballerini was inducted as the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry, and she was inducted by Carrie Underwood on this day back in 2019.
And then Shania Twain hopped on this song a little bit later.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Really good song. I love that song. I don't know what happened to it. I guess some songs I like just aren't hits.
You know, she's getting better and better.
Kelsea Ballerini.
I'm so proud of her. She's amazing.
I think she'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some birthdays real quick.
Charlie, he and I have not spoken in a few years, but he's doing a lot better, which obviously I'm very happy about. No, you know, and obviously, Two and a Half Men was happening. Charlie was like the highest paid actor in television, probably ever. There has been nobody that has surpassed the enormous amount of money he was making. And yet, he blew it up.
That's John Cryer right there, co-host, our co-star of Two and a Half Men, of course, king of the 80s movies, and it's his birthday today.
Was he really the king of the 80s movies?
He was in a lot of, he was Ducky in Pretty in Pink, which was like, that was the role of the 80s, right?
Never seen it.
So cute. Well, you gotta watch it.
Anyway, how old is John? But you've seen Two and a Half Men.
I have seen Two and a Half Men. I know who you're talking about.
How old is that gentleman today?
53.
Chelsea says 53.
I was gonna say, he looks 55.
All right. Well, you're both very kind. You must have a good moisturizing routine because he is 59 today.
Wow.
One of my favorites celebrating a birthday today. We were just talking about this guy yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. If it isn't Little Miss Attitude, why are you always over here? I mean, don't you have a band?
Martin Lawrence.
I didn't know his character was a radio host.
Yep.
In the show.
Heck yeah, he was.
I found that out when I was watching it.
Radio on television is always so fake, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they make it look like it's just so, like, I'm just going to go on the air and be real and I'll have tons of listeners. And no, it doesn't work that way.
Somebody's always calling in, always.
Right. Okay. It just does not work. It's never, ever worked like it works on TV.
Please call in, though, if
maybe,
you would like to.
Maybe Frasier's show would work the same way as it works on TV.
News radio. I like news radio. What was the other one? WKRP.
WKRP in Cincinnati. I have the DVD box set of that entire series.
Bring that in. I want to watch it because I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, it's all over YouTube. You can find every episode on YouTube.
I'm tubing it up.
It's just really bad quality. Well, because it was also filmed in the 80s.
Yeah, so. That makes sense.
But how old is Martin Lawrence today? Ooh. Anybody want to guess?
55.
Brian Riley says 55. Chelsea?
62.
You're both wrong again. He is the same age as John Cryer today. He's 59 years old.
Ooh. Dang it.
Man, Martin has been around forever. Think about it. That show was on in the 90s.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's the best, man. His stand-up special, You So Crazy, it's pretty raw.
Yeah, you couldn't play any of it.
I was trying to grab a clip from it earlier. Chelsea was clutching her pearls as I was listening.
I was like,
you should have played it.
It was pretty raw.
Should have ripped it.
But anyway, that's who's celebrating birthdays today that you may know. If it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well. And go ahead and wear those PJs to work today.
Oh, now he's accepting of it.
Well, no.
PJs,
as
please.
I said, I'm willing to admit that I was wrong. That's part of getting older, Brian, is you're willing to admit that you're wrong. All right, fine. I'm wrong about PJs. Wear them to church. I don't care.
Ooh, yeah.
Wear them to your job interview. It's fine.